Fent Kings to 5, Building in Days of Peace. Daily Devotional, Series, The Rise of Solomon, See Previous Entries, 1 Kings 1-4, Dates Above. Nasway to bo for fla, wodani us like de rapovar durto swen wapo. Section 1, Rest on Every Side. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, and there is no adversary or disaster. 1 Kings 5, Site 4, New International Version. The hinge on which the whole chapter turns is a single Hebrew word. Nuach, rest, settled calm. David had fought. Solomon, man of peace, inherits shalom. Scripture first used Nuach of God himself. Resting on the seventh day, Genesis Taraf 2. Here the Sabbath idea stretches out over a nation. All true building for God grows out of divine rest, never frantic striving. Cross-references, Deuteronomy 12, 10-11, rest preceding the chosen place of worship. Hebrews 4, 9-11, the Sabbath rest that still remains for God's people. Reflection, what projects, church, family, vocation, are we attempting out of anxiety rather than the settled confidence God provides? Before sharpening chisels, Solomon cultivates peace. Before lifting hammers, we cultivate prayer. Shukwin kuya, ye lash wei ye kul list you kolai iwi, sashial, snai koistut. Section 2, Covenant Friendship Across Borders. Verse 1 tells us Hiram, king of Tyre, had always been on friendly terms with David. Literally, Hiram was a lover, Ohab, of David. The text borrows a covenant word normally used of God's steadfast love. He said, politics here becomes an echo of divine loyalty. For Western ears, it is easy to miss how extraordinary this is. An Israelite king and a Phoenician Gentile binding themselves not by conquest, but by mutual blessing. Archaeology and history. Phoenician trade records and cedar logging routes from Byblos to the Mediterranean coast match West Kings 5 in both geography and economics. The massive foundation stones, sometimes 10 to 15 tons, unearthed near the Temple Mount, fit the description of costly stones, VM 17. Patristic and Reformation voices. Origen, Homs on Kings, saw Hiram as a figure of the Gentile nations bringing their best resources to the worship of the true God, anticipating Matthew 2's Magi. Calvin read the chapter as proof that the gifts of God shine also in foreigners, calling believers to honor wisdom wherever it appears. Suggested him, Christ is made the sure foundation, seventh cent, Latin, tuff John M. Neal. Sung slowly, it helps us feel the stones rising toward praise. Slatil wat, slay afor, sayakinankwoth, slat bolt. Section 3, Timber, Stone, and Living Souls. The building materials come in triads, cedar, cypress, stone, Vivith 6:17. The literary rhythm has a purpose, to pull our imagination toward another triad, Father, Son, Spirit, working in concert to build a temple of living stones, 1 Peter 2, Tiat 5. Solomon's conscripts quarry great stones, costly stones, huge stones, Vert 17, literal order. The Hebrew piles adjectives the way masons pile blocks, creating a tactile cadence. Hebrew note in verse 18, certain manuscripts read Giblim, probably Gebalites, specialist stone dressers from the Phoenician city of Gebal, Byblos. Even the word choice reminds us that God's house is a cooperative venture, never a tribal monument. Theological thread. From Eden, to tabernacle, to temple, to Jesus' own body. Destroy this temple, John 2:19, to the church, God keeps moving the dwelling place closer to broken humanity. Fort King's the Ive stands at the pivot of that trajectory, so. Asi, oslanu domainswafu, oturt, bofia omu da ordia, the shiwia of postbashwash, bashar, or o, yavlacha, sweat. Section 4, The Shadow of Compulsion. Verse 13 introduces mass, forced labor. 30,000 Israelites work in monthly shifts, 70,000 carry burdens, 80,000 hew in the hills. The text is brutally honest. Peace for the king does not erase sweat for the worker. Centuries later, Rehoboam's arrogance over this very labor will fracture the kingdom. 1 Kings 12, 4-16. Solomon's golden age carries within it the seed of division. Augustine warned that any earthly city, even one building a house for God, is still mingled with self-love. The passage invites contemporary leaders to ask, are we funding our ministries by exhausting people made in God's image? Prayerful application. Volunteer leaders, guard your teams from burnout. Business owners, let rest, not endless output, shape corporate culture. Citizens, pray for public policy that balances progress with human dignity. Så stack, tjua, oi, oi så stack kvain smittan slack bon dockbar, and not notbojo och varflan, numbon, and skvain stå boffo, ant. Section 5. Foreshadowing the Greater Temple, Hiram supplies cedar, Solomon supplies wheat and oil, grain and olive. Prophets will later pair cedar, erez, with righteousness, Jeremiah 22:15, and wheat with covenant blessing, Hosea 2:22. Oil evokes anointing. Thus, hidden within commercial invoices lies a messianic whisper. The anointed one will feed the nations and shelter them under upright beams. New Testament echoes, Luke 4:18. He has anointed me. Ephesians 6:14. He himself is our peace. Revelation 21:22. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Questions for meditation 1. Where in your life is God inviting you to trade frenzy for nuach? 2. How might you imitate Solomon and Hiram's covenant friendship across cultural lines this week? 3. Are there forced laborers in your orbit, people carrying the weight while others enjoy the glory? How can you lighten the load? 4. If the church is now God's temple, what cedar and stone, talent, time, treasure, are you contributing? Suggested reading plan for tomorrow. 2 Kings 6, the actual building begins. Study the blueprint of holiness. Closing prayer. Lord of Sabbath, who gives rest on every side, grant us quiet hearts before we raise our hands to work. Teach us covenant love beyond borders. Make us living stones, hewn by grace, set into the house where your glory dwells forever. Through Jesus Christ, the true temple and Prince of Peace. Amen.